Writers in the Community, which the QWF runs in collaboration with the Center for Literacy of Quebec, brings the literary arts to young people who are left out of the artistic mainstream. Coordinator Sarah Haggard spoke with CKUT about the program. Let's start off, maybe just give a brief history of or description of what Writers in Community is.
Yes, well, it's a program which is run collaboratively by the Quebec Writers Federation and the Centre for Literacy of Quebec. And it started out some years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, where there was a little bit of money to try out some things. And there were a couple of pilot projects, some poetry workshops in a school, and a couple of things, or something at one of the hospitals. And they tried a few things, and they, by about 2003, those two organizations had kind of come up with the understanding that to focus on youth would be the most useful approach. And so there was a bit more money found, and they've also felt that they needed someone to actually coordinate everything, because it was being, you know, managed alongside other things. So they looked for a coordinator, and they found me. And they, so we together with these two organizations came up with a more concrete strategy for offering workshops. That was how it came to be. We started off with a couple of different organizations. One was a drop-in center for youth, and the other was a school, a social affairs school for kids who are in youth protection. We started off with some workshops, which were 7 weeks long, working with a writer, going into the classroom for about an hour a week, and doing whatever seemed to work best. It was poetry, usually, but there was also some hip-hop. And one of the writers who was working with them was also did some recording. It's very open. It's very much a function of who we engage, who seems to have an understanding of what's needed. And it's quite a delicate business, because it's obviously there are a lot of fantastic writers in the Montreal area. Not all of them would necessarily be interested. Not all of them would have a feel for this sort of work. But we've found people who do. And so their own literary background or their spoken word background will shape what happens in the workshops, but also the interests of the students shape it.
How do you get the students involved in the workshops?
That's a very that's a big challenge, and it's a very interesting part of what we do, because we're not necessarily dealing with kids who are saying, "Hey, can we write some poetry?" You know, very often they're dealing with all sorts of other things that are very distracting and distressing, and they're often not necessarily open. Sometimes they are, but they're not necessarily immediately open. And it's the job of the writers, the facilitators, to get things moving, and they. They do. They come up. They usually come armed with, not visibly armed, but they come equipped with a host of different prompts, triggers, activities, often quite small things. I mean, the business of getting words on paper is challenging for all of us in many ways. But for these kids, if they've, you know, a lot of them have literacy problems, they may have learning disabilities. So it's about coming up with a lot of different possibilities, and some will spark.
Now, a lot of the time, these types of programs can feel really good to facilitate and to deliver.
Mm.
But have you seen it's been going for about 5 years strong now.
That's right, yeah.
Have you seen some good results from the kids reacting well or I guess the word I'm going to use is blossoming, but I don't want to use that word. But
well, you can. It's you're right. I mean, it can all seem like a good thing at the time, but measuring it, trying to put our fingers on what it is that's happening and which things work best and what we should focus on and what doesn't work so well. This is a very big part of what we do, the sort of evaluation, the goal setting, and then the looking back and tweaking the project so that each one works as well as it can. And the way we do that is to get and the collaborative quality of the program is very important. So before we set off, we get together with the writer and the coordinator or the teacher at the school or the youth center or whatever, the drop-in center, and we say, okay, so what the various parties, what are they looking to see? What do they want to happen? How will they know at the end if it's happened? So we do look back, and we also ask the students or the participants. That's a trickier aspect. They're not necessarily very talkative or very able to put their fingers on what's gone on and what they've liked. But insofar as they do, we've got some ways of leaving open questions. In terms of being able to, for us to identify what happens and what the impact is, what we see, just comparing what happens in workshop one with what happens in workshop eight, and of course there's a lot of hesitance, a lot of sort of reticence at the beginning, and where the projects work well, by the end, there's a much greater sense of freedom and openness to share the work. That's a big indicator. We also noticed that some literacy skills actually improve because if they're motivated. We had a participant last fall who really had a lot of difficulty writing, and she just got the bug. She just took off and was producing poem after poem, and it was in that context the writer was able to look a bit at grammar and spelling.
And I imagine that, like, building literacy skills and also producing something and putting it out there helps build self-confidence, and belief in oneself, which can be really hard, especially at that time of that age group.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. And one of the things that we've seen is that very often the writers will say, what we're working on here is, your writing, we'll put it into a zine. And that's not always that doesn't necessarily resonate with all of the participants. But when they see a book, a photocopied printed zine, they're often astonished, I've been in rooms where they've said, what is this? And the writer will say, this is your work, and they're just so pleased with themselves. it's all very positive. They're small groups and they're short eight week projects, but our aim is to build and go back again, in the next season and work again with the same students. So we do see a difference.
And over the past 5 years, you've produced a lot of different content, including, you mentioned the zines, about probably over 30 zines have been produced.
That's
it. And you've done different spoken word events. Are there things going on in the near future that people should be paying attention to, or if they're interested in the program, take a look at?
Well, the website, there's a page on the Quebec Writers Federation website for programs, and this is one of the four programs that Quebec Writers Federation runs. Of course, this one is jointly with the Centre for Literacy. But the website shows all the zines, also some audio recordings that were made occasionally. That's a feature, and we've got some more that will be going up as a result of some work that was done in a project last fall. The events themselves, the spoken word events, and there is one, there's a reading that goes on at the end of every project. It tends to be within the institution, the school or the center where we're working, and it's not really a public event. Because of the population, because of the fact that a lot of these young people are in youth protection, the confidentiality is extremely important. So the work is shared, but only insofar as we get permission to share it, and we certainly don't reveal the full names of the participants.
That makes sense. How has been, for you, you've been working with the project for a number of years, how has working with the project affected you?
It's been a fantastic experience for me. I mean, the young people who we work with are kids who have just been struggling and had more than the average number of challenges to deal with for lots of different reasons to do with family and so on. And this is, you know, these projects are a small thing, really. They're not completely life-changing, but they might be, and they are wholly positive. So be part of something that aims to just help people speak what they feel and express what they feel and show themselves to the degree that they want to is very exciting. It's also, because it's collaborative and because it's not about coming up with a bright idea and imposing it, but always checking with the various parties and including the students and the participants, you know, what are we doing here? How is it working? Could it be better? You know, what could we, how could we improve it here? That's very exciting because it's very organic. It's growing exactly as it should be according to the goodwill and the experience and the intelligence of all the people involved.
That sounds great.
Mm. There is one other thing that I haven't mentioned, you didn't ask me about, but it's another aspect of this, which is the work that we do with young mothers, teenage mothers or single mothers who are dealing with a lot of challenges and who've also definitely blossomed and been able to kind of write about what they're living through in brilliant ways often.
Yeah, I was not aware of that part of the program, so that's really interesting, and I think it would be really valuable, definitely.
We have two partners. One is a transitional housing for single mothers, and the other is a facility for pregnant teenagers or teen mothers who've got very young babies. And so they're just a slightly earlier in their, you know, they're younger, obviously. The other place is slightly older. But they're all basically their main occupation is coming to motherhood and adjusting to all of that, you know, as very young women. But they're doing a lot of thinking, and what we're understanding from them and from the people who work in the places where they live is that it's extremely rewarding and helpful. It's a kind of therapy. Actually, this is a word that was used to me last week by the program manager at one of these places. It's a kind of therapy, and the impact on the children is good because we hope in the long run that we see it's too soon to say, of course, but we are hoping that it will mean that using words to think things through, to express what you're experiencing, is, you know, is so much better than some of the other ways that might come to mind if one is under pressure.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. And again, thank you so much for
talking. It's a pleasure. And thank you very much for your interest. I'm very, very, very delighted to be able to talk about Writers in the Community.
More information about the program, as well as examples of the young people's work, can be found on the QWF's website, www.qwf.ca. Here are two poems produced by participants. First, Magnetic Poetry by Joseph, and then If You Have by Kadeem. Thanks for tuning in.
Magnetic Poetry. Magazine planting seeds for brains to feed. First you eat what you see, smell what you taste. The delicacy of wisdom is not to waste. From boys to men is the transition like pillars to butterflies, a phase of progression, still on base, moving at my pace. My mistakes I try not to erase. Past memories we tried to save, of loved ones resting, blowing with the breeze. Investing my art in this computing compartment, I'm high as an apartment, feeling the laws of attraction to love is the greatest satisfaction for us. Peace and love.
If you have a paper, if you have a pencil, if you have a creation, if you have to erase, if you have to recreate, if you have passion, if you have pain, if you have poverty, if you have precision, if you have walked to the bus, if you have gotten in a fight, if you have received a gift, if you have given one, if you have gotten love, if you have given love, you can manifest.
And we just heard a piece there by, of course, Alana McNevin, and it was called Community Writers in the Community with Sarah Haygard. And Alana is in this morning. Good morning, Alana.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. Well, how are you?
Just getting over a cold. You can hear my nose.
We're all recovering. So happy to have Words back, and wanted to just have a little chat with you because Words is back in full swing.
More or less.
There's been a lot of great feedback, hasn't there, by people writing in to Words at ckut.ca with people talk about events or different literary events to cover, and writers especially. I never would have thought there would be such a writer's hub in Montreal. Are you surprised?